I'm sitting on the Tupac Yapanqui front deck, one of the rafts of the Kon-Tiki 2 expedition, with David Short, one of the crew members. David, you're known as Mr. Rope on this expedition. How did you get that name?
I think it was a mispronunciation of something that Vikings do.
But you are tying a lot of knots here, and we're right in the middle of a difficult rope adventure. What can you say a few words about what we're trying to do?
We've lowered down something called a CTD. I'm not sure what it stands for. It's a scientific instrument which measures various things in a very deep ocean. So we've sent it out on a 4,000 meter cable. We're not quite sure how deep it will go.
Well, you call it a cable. It's not quite a cable, is it? It's more of a rope with lots of your knots on it. Do you think it will hold?
Yeah, it's a 3 millimeter Kevlar line, which is tied together in many, many shorter sections. I've got a feeling it should hold. Hope it does.
And you're doing many other things on this raft as well. You're making food, you're making coffee, you're always cheerful, even when you play, even when you lose in card games. You like being at sea.
Yeah, it's been a good trip so far. We have maybe 5 days left, and I'm happy to be here. So
now, when we come to land, I mean, you've been on this raft with the five other men, six other men, for 5 weeks. How does that feel?
Well, they're all nice guys, but it would be nice to meet some women as well.
And your phone number, we promised that your phone number would be published when we showed a picture of you with the big fish, because you, for a while, you were Mr. Fisherman on board. Are you still at top of that list?
I am, because we've only caught four fish and I caught two of them. But it's nothing to be proud of, I don't think. Four fish in 6 weeks is quite a bad haul.
So if some of the women out there would like to get in touch with you, what should they do? Are you about to tie the knot, as they say?
That's the only knot which I'm not planning on tying anytime soon. I guess we'll be in Hangaroa in about 5 days.
So that's to all women out there, Hangaroa in 5 days. It's a date with David!